for July 13th, and we will begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we will begin with the roll call, please.
Koch is absent. Transier?
Here.
Milshewski?
Here.
Plocher?
Here.
Funkhauser?
Here.
Merrick?
Here.
Tarulis?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Very well done. And as obviously you know, we have a new person joining in the minutes today. You're all aware, Lisa Pickering, our clerk, passed away. Completely unexpected. And everyone here had, you know, some interaction with her. Some of you dealt with her for, you know, 17 years. She started in 2003, so almost 18 years. I can tell you from the 2 years I was here, unbelievable how organized she was, how thoughtful she was. I could ask her a question, and, you know, it was like a vault. She says, yeah, I think that was in 2014. Half hour later, she'd have something for me. I know from a personal level, we're going to miss her. One thing I did really enjoy talking to Lisa about was Lisa was an avid bike rider, and I used to be skinny and I used to ride a bike. I know Lisa liked to ride bikes, and I know she was, you know, able to do some bike riding. But we're all going to miss her, and I appreciate everyone's patience the last couple weeks because, you know, we just haven't been able to get things maybe as quickly as we'd like. We're definitely going to miss her, and I know I personally going to miss her because she kept me organized. So I just appreciate it, and I'm just going to take a few seconds and just, you know, reflect on her moments here. And God bless Lisa and her family, too. I appreciate that. I have no amendments to the agenda. We do have a presentation, and this is exciting. You know, we go from sad to exciting. We have Nathan Miller, who is an intern with the PD here. And Nathan, why don't you stand up? Welcome, and I think, who's going to do this?
Ray.
Ray, that's right, you did say that. So I'm going to say a couple things. Nathan, I did some homework, okay? I didn't get here doing no homework. So I just asked the chief these questions a couple months ago, so I'm glad I did a lot more. But anyway, so Nathan, you, I understand, are from Oswego. Did you go to East or regular?
Regular.
So that makes you a Panther?
Yes.
Very nice. I love the color of orange. Red's fantastic, and orange is too. And then I also hear ISU, right? ISU? Because right. You like the color red as well. Red Bird, see?
Yeah.
There you go. So when did you start here?
I started here 2 weeks ago.
Good for you. Well, congratulations. Ray, kind of come forward and tell us what you're going to tell us. This is exciting.
Come up here, thank you.
So you actually graduated from high school then. You got your degree and everything?
No,
you're working
my junior year.
Oh, good for you. That's exciting.
So, yeah, the reason we brought Nathan up here is we wanted to introduce him to the city. He started a six-week internship with Northfield Police Department, and he's our second intern this summer. The other one from ISU was, as you remember, was Kendall Watkins, a former Yorkville High School graduate. As the mayor said, Nathan is from Oswego. He's here with his parents, Bill and Debbie. So we're glad to have him, and we truly, truly accept our interns as part of our department. So we give them access to everything and everything in the entire criminal justice system that we can expose them to. And he graduated in 2023.
Correct.
Okay, that's when he plans to graduate from ISU, so hopefully he brings back a lot of great experiences from here. He is getting a Bachelor of Science in Criminal Justice and a minor in Sociology, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. And like I said, we are truly glad to have him here. During his 6 weeks, we're going to expose him to 240 hours of general police department operations, criminal investigations, school policing, records management, KenCom 911, corrections, coroner's office, which and General County State Attorney's Office.
Does he know the inside of that?
No. you know, bottom line is we're going to get them a lot of exposure to a lot of cool things. So we're happy to have them here. And so anytime you see them in the building and throughout the city, you know, please say hi and, you know, please treat them like one of ours as we are. So we're glad to have them, like I said. So thank you.
Thank you.
You got to put on a few pounds if you want to be real captain.
But tell him it's
an order. It's an order.
I don't know what he looks like.
That's what I'm saying.
So here's the thing that you have to understand. If you go on a coroner's call, be very respectful of the coroner. Because the coroner's my wife. She was on a call, oh God, this is probably last year or so, over at one of the hotels, and unfortunately somebody died in the upstairs there, and so they were getting the body. I think it was one of the rookie cops. She said, tell your mayor to get elevators in this building. What is going on in Norfolk? He didn't know that she was married to me, so. But fortunately, he was smart, he was in. So congrats, this is exciting.
One other thing real quick is I met him today and he looked at me across the room and I realized he looked like Cary Elwes of Princess Bride fame, the famous actor. So I want to throw that out there in case anyone like, wow, he looks familiar. So I wanted to embarrass him, I couldn't do it.
We have no public hearings. Congrats, thank you very much.
Appreciate the opportunity.
No, it's good to see you all. And we have some great restaurants if you want to spend some money in town.
Yeah.
Tax dollars will help support him. Okay, no public hearings. Are there any citizen comments on items listed on the agenda? Not much, so, but maybe. No? Okay. I have a consent agenda. Ms. Milshewski, are you making a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
Fulcher, I think I heard. Mr.
Yeah,
Fulcher.
Peterson.
Oh, is it Peterson?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Peterson Island. Sorry, I heard something over there. Okay, roll call, please.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Merrick?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Next, we have, and Mr. Funkhouse, I'm going to state this up front. I told Jory you would be nice and you wouldn't make any motions to amend anything today. So I hope I didn't speak out of turn. So next we have, I'll explain it and then look for a motion. We have ordinance for the First Amendment to the budget, community development vehicle purchase. Their vehicle just pretty much ended its life. Had about an $8,000 or $10,000 repair. Is that what it's going to be? It just didn't make sense. And it's, what, 14 or 15 years old?
It is.
Yeah, so we are looking for a motion here to take some money out of contingency. We had, was it, where's Rob? 75 radian contingency.
Oh, yeah, 75.
And we're looking to transfer the amount to community development. So they can purchase this vehicle, and it sounds like it's going to be available relatively soon. So I'm looking for a motion to authorize a First Amendment to the annual budget for fiscal year, commencing on May 1st, 2021, ending on April 30th, 2022, for the community development vehicle purchase.
And authorize
it. Second.
Oh, authorize purchase in the signature. Okay. Was it over here on this side?
M&M.
Okay. And oh, this does require, because we only had one quote on this through the, what do they call that?
You got it.
What is the system? We sole source. We got one clause, but this does require, because we only have one clause, six A's or I's.
Well, it's an amendment to the budget, so.
Oh, it requires six items. Okay. Hey, either way, we need six. We don't need 12. We need 6 + 6.
I hope not.
Okay. Jordan, you would struggle with that. Come on with the Okay. Any questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Merrick?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Is there any items from Public Works?
No report.
Any items from Economic Development?
No report.
Sorry. Any items from Public Safety?
No report.
I need him here, it's funny. Admin, any items from Admin?
No report.
Okay. Any items from Park Board? Mr. Evans?
Just one item, Mr. Mayor. It's Riverfest this weekend, Friday and Saturday at Riverfront Park. I hope everyone can come down and enjoy great country music, craft beer, a cardboard boat regatta, and ribs from the Knights of Columbus.
Aren't you going to have some characters for the kids, too?
There'll be some fan activities. There's some character meets and greets featuring Jack Sparrow.
And I guess you could call me a character, too, but nobody wants to do that, so. Excellent. Thank you very much. And Tim, I got to tell you, you and your staff, the 4th of July activities, it was a third, I know, but my gosh, it was fantastic. Everything was fantastic. The parade went off great. I've never seen so many people there. And the fireworks, I've never seen so many people for fireworks. It was just, you all did a tremendous job. And it was nice to have a good weekend, and especially what we've had going on here. It was just nice. So I appreciate what you and the staff did.
No, I appreciate it. The staff does. We also want to thank all the people from Chapewyan Green, Yorkville Community Church, the Yorkville Big Band, or the Yorkville Community Band. We couldn't have done it without them.
And we had a couple sponsors this year too, didn't we?
We did. We had the Kitchen Cabinet Place in downtown.
Lux Cabinets.
Lux Cabinets, and then it was Performance Food Handling or Food Something out of Plano.
Yeah.
Or Montgomery.
No, they helped us out, so it was nice. So thank you. Anything else, Tim?
Thank you. No, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Planning and Zoning Commission?
No report.
Thank you, Christy. Anything from the City Council? Ms. Joel's update, so we'll have to have him give us like a Zoom update one at a time. Anything from the City Clerk's
No
office?
Report.
Perfect. Community Liaison Reports? Jackie?
So today I had my word. I went yesterday.
Was it a long meeting? Okay.
I mean, I've been a longer meeting, so I'm not in charge of that. Because I've been to City Council for 6 months. So two things that kind of struck me out of it is one, they had someone there from Verdi Energy Efficiency Experts. I guess they did an audit of the building, and it's a combat program. They're a combat contractor to come in and how they can change their lights to LED retrofit up. And there were their numbers around. Unfortunately, I didn't get a handout from the representative on looking in their packet. It's not in there. It was anywhere from $38,000 to $60,000 if they did inside, outside. And they're going to talk about some more. Some of those numbers are like, it's a lot of money. Evidently, and correct me on this, they don't be here in the middle of electric. So, am I understanding, this is how it's going to happen, so just relying on it, that we get all our electric free, and then whatever's left over, they get subsidized. Is that kind of an easy way of explaining it?
That may be the case. I don't know that aspect of it. I actually am not.
I guess they
do
pay
it.
Some electric, but it's minimal.
Yeah. But generally, our franchise agreement is like anything that doesn't generate revenue in any form is allowed to be free, and then everything else is best as possible. They've got like a reduced rate because they consider a portion of their building. I'd have to dive into that.
Okay. And so one of the things that they may be contacting us about is one of the members brought up the concern that with us, if that is the case, and they get what's left over in the hot, and we're going to our building with new stories, is how is that going to affect their own?
Sure.
So. But if they're going to talk some more about it. And then the other thing is, Friends of the Library are doing something new. Instead of their ice cream social in September, they want to do a Yorkville Public Library Community Fest. And kind of looking at maybe having some food trucks and other activities and bringing it more outside of the library to, especially the food aspect of it. And then have like Touch a Truck and, the York, they're trying to get the York High School to do robotics presentation and stuff like that. So that was just something that was presented as a book.
They could do Touch a Truck and a Touch a Book. I thought you meant the board.
Well, what they're doing is Hoover fines. So
oh!
John, if you do not return your books, or your kids' books, it is money. You can bring in a non-perishable item to the food pantry, and they will wipe your fines up.
Really?
And they also are trying to get, you know, people to sign up and get their cards.
Well, I wish they'd known that when I misplaced the book for 7 months. I'd brought cans of soup or something.
There you go.
I think I combined the books, but I think I did, so. Good. Well, thank you. Thanks for that report. Any other community leading on reports? Staff report? Mayor's report number two. I think Bart just has a couple quick updates on the buildings and the water.
So on the building updates, I included a nice article about different arrangements for city council dais in different buildings. It's food for thought. You know, we don't necessarily need to make a decision right now. I did include, though, the pictures from the plans, which I think everybody's seen. Show it's basically a modified version of what we have now. It's kind of a horseshoe, and then there's a wing for staff. And then there's two different colors on the floor plans around the dais, and that just indicates that there will be a ramp and, you know, potentially a slight, you know, elevation for the dais as opposed to now we're all on the same level. So that's the plan. So they're specing that out. So if we say, you know, hey, we don't want to do that, or we want to decide later, we can leave the room basically with a flat floor and talk about it at a later date. But I thought it was interesting, and, you know, it's not very often that you have to rethink kind of how you do business in the chamber, and it's one to throw it on the table. A couple other things, public works space needs analysis is underway. We've done our kickoff meeting with representatives from CAT and Penn Valley. They have either preliminary or final approval from IDOT to be able to basically do a study with Kluber. So that will actually result in us saving a little bit of money too, because we're able to combine meetings, so it's less consultant time, which is nice. We are doing staff meetings and site visits next week and the week after. So that is a couple months behind where we're at with the City Hall building, but it is underway and moving. And then finally, on the new City Hall police station, we're starting to get into the detail phase. So I know I've walked through a couple of looking through plans. That offers open to anybody that wants to spend you know, half hour, 45 minutes staring at a map with me, walking through different rooms in the building. We can do it after the building, because that's more fun. You know, so we're identifying things like we put a vestibule along the front and the back of the building. You know, if there's downspouts that are, you know, currently next to the door, they've got to be moved. And so, you know, we're starting to itemize things and update costs. Obviously, as we're adding things and changing things, you know, prices tend to go up a little bit. So I'm hoping by the next meeting in advance of an August 10th, City Council review and hopefully endorsement of the plan and budget, you'll have a list of things like the downspouts and, you know, carpeted walls and ceilings for interview rooms for police and police operations and high-density storage, all these things that, you know, when you spec out a building in general, you know, costs are X, and then when you actually get into it, costs end up being X plus whatever. So we are making progress on that and trying to bring that back in front of you here in the next few weeks. Any questions about any of that on the buildings? Great. Sorry, go to the water.
Please.
Just two things. There's a brief section, a report at the Oswego, Baxter and Woodman water study report, deals with conservation measures. The two takeaways from there that I think everybody has understood, but I just wanted to reiterate, is that conservation is going to end up saving us money. So we can convince everybody to use less water over the next 5 or 10 years. We can build smaller water towers. We can build less water towers, less treatment plants. You know, the pipes can be smaller, and that can save us money. And then second is that if we end up going to Lake Michigan, the different organizations that control Lake Michigan access have different conservation requirements for us. For the most part, we're apples to apples with what those requirements are. There are some things in there that we'll either have to tweak or add on. And so if we choose that, there are things that are going to be kind of restricted as far as running the use of water. So car washing, you know, hand watering, those types of things, even odd restrictions, which we currently have, sod bans. Those are all things we have to talk about, go through, and implement before they'll even consider us at on the Lake Michigan. Just want to add those two things. Happy to take any questions if anybody has
any. Any questions? Okay. Thank you. Is there any additional business? Is there any citizen comments? I have no need for executive session. Is there a motion adjourned?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ira Wachowski and Peterson. Yeah, I'm going to have to hear something right here.
Good. The recording has-